Chapter 1. Alexandra, Alex Hawthorne, shut down her computer and stepped into the private restroom in her corner office. She brushed her teeth and hair to prepare for the long night ahead. Alex ran her fingertips over the scar leading down from her right temple toward her eye. Sure, she could afford to have plastic surgery to remove the damaged tissue, but it served as an essential reminder to trust no one with her heart ever again. Alex had worked hard to make junior partner in a prestigious law firm in New York City. She wasn't about to allow a one-night stand or fake love to ruin her career once more. She'd fled her California home 8 years earlier to escape the memories and torment of her abusive ex-girlfriend. She and Caitlin Roberts had been college roommates, and Alex knew they were soulmates, meant to be together forever. Their fairy tale relationship began to unravel when Alex passed her bar exam, and her career began to skyrocket. The dedication and long hours required to advance up the firm's career ladder took a devastating toll on the relationship. Caitlin was supportive at first, but soon grew weary of the hours she spent alone while Alex thrived at the firm. The abuse began with Caitlin constantly berating Alex for loving her career more than her lover. Then, Caitlin's jealousy sparked, and she continually accused Alex of sleeping her way to the top. Caitlin's jealous rages consumed her creative energy, and her artistic career faltered. When the physical abuse began, Alex's best friend Lane begged her to break off the relationship. Alex insisted she still loved Caitlin and that the rages would pass once Caitlin got some help. Counseling worked for a few weeks until Caitlin became bored with the therapist and refused to continue. Alex had been successful in hiding the bruises, but the emotional toll was overwhelming. When an episode of Caitlin's rage sent Alex tumbling down the stairway of their apartment, she was unable to hide the fractured left arm from her coworkers. Lane insisted Alex move out of the apartment. When Lane arrived to help Alex move, Caitlin went berserk and attacked Lane, who had stepped in front of Alex to protect her. Blinded by her rage, Caitlin rammed Lane into a wall, knocking her breathless, and struck Alex with her fist. Alex hit her head on the stairwell railing. Hearing the commotion, a neighbor reacted quickly and called the police. They arrived in time to witness the continued assault. Lane received treatment for minor bruises and scrapes, but Alex was hospitalized with a subdural hematoma. The surgeon shared with Alex two options for the brain bleed the wound had caused: a medically induced coma for 5 days to allow the bleed to stabilize on its own, or take a chance on risky neurosurgery to repair the bleed. He recommended the non-surgical intervention due to the injury's location and the high potential for a loss of function. When Alex heard she might never be able to recover lost abilities, a coma became her only option. She was fortunate. The bleed stabilized and began to dissipate. Alex was brought out of the coma, but her life and career were shattered. Caitlin had been arrested, charged with assault, and held without bond. Alex knew if she was going to survive, she must escape the toxic environment, even if it meant leaving California behind and moving cross-country to start a new life and fresh career. Fortunately, her firm had an office in New York City, and her supervisor advocated for a move. Alex knew a move meant starting on the ground floor once again. She didn't mind the hard work, and New York was a place she'd always planned to visit. Naomi, recently widowed for the second time, welcomed a change. Alex's mother agreed to co-purchase the top floor, giving them adjoining apartments in Greenwich Village. Lane and Kevin, her boyfriend, packed Alex's belongings and started her on the road to recovery. After the trial, Alex and Naomi drove cross-country to begin their new lives and rekindle the mother-daughter bond. Caitlin was found guilty and sentenced to serve a 1-year prison term for felonious assault. Alex left little evidence of where she'd relocated, making it hard to track her down. Alex knew that she'd have at least a year's reprieve. Hopefully, Caitlin would forget she ever existed.